Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist BS is making his first appearance on our program, but if the name sounds familiar, he was actually scheduled to be with us a couple times before as I was dealing with the illness of my grandmother and then her death. BS was one of the interviews that we ended up having to reschedule. He's been very gracious enough to work with us on this and to come on the program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, the listeners. We're actually going to be hearing a single from VS a little bit later. It's called Love Control, as well as telling you how you can stay in contact with him as well. VS, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much, Cyrus, man. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I really am intrigued by your story because I think, you know, I talk to people over the years, VS, who, you know, have discovered something that they love, and I think the greatest thing in the world is for you to be able to go for your passion, to go for it with all you want, and then, of course, to see the way that people respond to it. Has that kind of been your experience, that you knew that music was going to be a part of your life? Has it really just been a dream come true to be able to share that now?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Cyrus. You know, it's almost like it was my purpose, you know?
Yeah.
I think we all have something in life that we love to do, and this is what I love to do. This is what I'm passionate about. It's almost like this is what I need to do, or I'm not happy, you know? And,
right.
I mean, I went and did the 9-to-5 job. I went to school. I graduated, you know, with a business degree. And, you know, I did kind of the stereotypical thing that that a kid would do and try to do the right things in life. But, you know, while I was sitting in the office and, you know, just kind of doing that 9-to-5, Cyrus, it was like, you know what, this is not who I am, you know?
Right.
This is not what I want to do. And I think that's I think we all go through that in our lives. I think that's
exactly.
Something that everyone's going through that. And I think it's something for me, I realized, you know what, I have to go for this. You know, I've loved music all my life, and it's always been kind of, you know, maybe just like pinching me, you know, and just kind of constantly bothering me and annoying me. Just like get back to what you love to do. And I kind of, you know, leap of faith, you know, just took the leap of faith
exactly.
And did it.
You know, that is so true, and I'm so glad you said that, because I believe, too, just like you said, that we all have a purpose, but I think sometimes the thing that stops us, VS, and I'm curious as to how you were able to get over this, the thing that stops so many people from going for their dream is fear. How did you get over the fear of whether, for one, it would work, or two, if people would be willing to listen to the music you were creating?
You know, it's funny you ask me that, because once I really found out that I wanted to do music, there was really no fear involved. But when I was younger, I'm 31 years old right now, right? So I'm a little bit more of a veteran when it comes to this now. But,
right.
You know, when I was 17, 18, you know, 18 years old, you know, everybody around me, even though there were, like, people who loved me, they all told me, like, you know, don't do it. They didn't believe in me, like at least in that world, in going into music, you know.
Right.
So I listened to the naysayers, you know what I mean? And it wasn't really fear. I always believed in myself, but it was just the feeling of, you know, I don't want to do something where it's going to affect the closest to me and I'm not being approved of them. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm not getting
right.
their, like, your parents and your family members, and, you know, you want to make them happy. And I realized while I was going through, you know, going to school, and I mean, I'm not saying don't go to school. Of course, get your education. That's really important. But for me, you know, it was just that thing where it wasn't fear for me. It was just trying to make others happy in my life. And I realized that after I basically spent almost 7-8 years of my life doing what everybody else wanted me to do, I realized I wasn't happy, you know?
Yeah.
And what a profound thing to feel after – even though your parents are happy and your you know, all your cousins and friends are like, oh, you're good. You went to school. You graduated. You got a job and, you know, all that. But you're still not happy. It's it's really a profound moment in your life, and it's almost an epiphany. You know, it's an epiphany moment, and it's just that, you know, I always said this to myself, I'm not afraid. You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I live every day, you know, to the fullest. I live every day appreciating every day of my life. You know, something that you have to do. You know, and you go for it. You give it 110%. That's something that I feel that I did, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, and now, of course, because of that, we're able to enjoy music by you, VS. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist VS today. He's making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but how he got to a place where he was able to be able to share it with all of us. And I think, you know, we all have those individuals, VS, who tell us, don't do it, don't do it. And I think there are various reasons for that. Some of them I found in my own life say it because they're afraid for what may happen for you, you know, and they want to make sure that you're stable and, you know, and that you're taken care of and that your family's taken care of. But then there are others, too, that just don't understand it. I think we'll always have people who, because our dreams and our vision and our purpose is unique for ourselves, they don't get it. And so how did you then get to a place, if it wasn't fear of actually pursuing music, VS, how did you get to a place of discovering what your sound was or who you were musically?
Well, I mean, I've loved music all my life, you know. So it's like I was singing along like we all do as kids. Whatever your favorite music is, your favorite artist is, you would always, you know, just sing along to your favorite, right? And, you know, actually I've always been a big fan of R&B, of course. And, you know, I just always had my ear to people like Donald Jones, Jagged Edge, 112, Usher, you know. I call them storytellers. A lot of those artists are storytellers to me. And, you know, I just wanted to, and I even though a lot of those artists are not out anymore, Donald Jones, 112, Jagged Edge kind of are gone. I mean, Usher, of course, is still a prime star, you know. But for me, it was about, I always listened to those artists. And even in my car today, you know, I listen to the old music, the old school stuff. And I just feel like when finally I made that decision, I felt like, what do I want to be? You know, do I want to just do what everyone else is doing, or do I want to do what I've always loved to do? And that's being a writer, being a true artist, you know, and being a storyteller, doing what I loved when I was a kid. What I love listening to. And that's kind of how I found my sound. I found it, you know, a lot of people say to me that, you know, wow, you really, you know, write a story in each song. It doesn't matter. And that's what's great about Love Control, my single, is, you know, even though it's a kind of a pop type of R&B sound and it's very upbeat and you can definitely take it to the club and dance to it, I think, you know, people can listen to the song and be like, oh, there's content. There's a purpose behind that song. It's just not, you know what I mean? Like, and that's missing, I think. And I think that's something... you know, when you ask me, you know, how did you get your sound? I think Love Control is a great example of it because it's just, you know, there's a purpose behind it, and there's an R&B sound to it, but it's my own little twist because my sound is different. I am, you know, Indian descent, so you kind of hear that cool, smooth R&B kind of Bollywood type style to it, and yeah, I mean that's kind of how I kind of found my sound, yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be listening to Love Control here in a moment and letting our listeners know, VS, how they can stay in contact with you. So before we do that, though, let's talk about the response because, you know, I think with any artist, regardless if it's a visual artist, musical artist, whatever kind of artist it is, you know, I think the process itself is personal and you may love it yourself, but you really never know how other people are going to respond to it. What has it been like for you to hear from fans as to what they're thinking about the music and, of course, your sound as an artist?
I think the most important thing for, like you said, any artist is to get a reaction, right? And it doesn't matter what you do, right? You're doing what you do because you want to get a reaction out of your audience. You want them to think. You want them to carry on the conversation at home with their families. And one thing that I want to do as an artist is to make sure that all the people out there who listen to my songs, there's a purpose behind it. And either you're going to dance to it, you're gonna move to it, you're going to make love to it. You can, you know, whatever you want to do, there's a purpose behind it. And one thing that I love is a lot of people are coming up to me and saying, man, this is what's missing. And that's the best thing. I mean, you know, they don't say, oh, you're unbelievably talented, or they don't say anything. The first thing they go right to is, I love your style, your image, your look. Everything is different about you, and your music is what's needed. And that's, I mean, that's nothing. There's nothing better than for an artist to hear that, you know.
Right.
And that's something that I'm proud of. You know, I want to be that different artist. I want to be that guy that people will be like, oh, that's VS, because they're just going to know my sound. You know what I mean? And that's something
right.
that's really unique. And I mean, every one of my songs from my album Stereotype and even Love Control, it was written by me. Every song was produced by me. Every beat, everything is personal. So that's what really makes me different from a lot of artists out there. A lot of them need co-writers. A lot of them need someone to make them beats or make them music behind them. I mean, I don't need any of that. I mean, I do it all, you know. So that is something that I think my audience, they love that personal feeling of a song out of me. So, yeah.
Yeah. And for those who have not heard it, as he said, that this is off of his project Stereotype. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But here, everyone, is BS on Conversations Live for the very first time, his single Love Control. We'll be right back with more of our conversation. You guys stay with us. Conversations Live, Love Control by recording artist VS. We actually are speaking with VS today on the program, talking with him not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. That single is off of his project, Stereotype, a fitting title, I think, VS, because I think so often in life, and, you know, you mentioned earlier about your heritage, I think that sometimes we hear someone's name or we see somebody, we automatically have an assumption as to what to expect from that person. When people hear the album Stereotype, what do you want them to know about you as an artist first?
Wow. that I'm a true artist, you know, that I am every song. I think I was alluding to this before. It was, you know, every song on the album, there is personal to me, you know. Every song I wrote, every song I, you know, I made every beat to, instrument, everything that I did from my heart and my soul. So when people get the album, they're not only going to get, oh, just another album from a musician or from R&B artist. It's going to be, you know, every song is going to make you feel something, you know. I won't,
yeah.
And that's the thing that's different. You know, I think, Cyrus, that's really lacking, and I'm not generalizing the music industry by no means here, but I just feel that, you know, it's kind of the same thing is happening. You know, people are using the same ingredients to make a song, you know, and I just
think
right now we need something that's just going to kind of make people be like, oh, there's music again, you know, oh, there's R&B, especially there's R&B again. R&B has been a little bit, you know, away from the mainstream, and I feel like when you hear Stereotype, you're going to hear R&B again in the truest form. You're going to hear some aggressive songs. You're going to hear some dance, like you just heard Love Control. But, again, there's content. There's going to be a purpose behind it. You're going to have fun listening to it. There will be topics that you have not heard, you know, heard sung before. So I think it's a fun album, and I think why I called it Stereotype was it's time to break some of those barriers, you know, and I think that's right now something that I think really, and I think music in general has a stereotype run out too. So I would really like, you know, people to go out and get the album. It's available on iTunes and Amazon, MP3, and Google Play, and all the music apps. I know there's like hundreds of them now, but, you know, I'm all over the place. yeah, I mean, just go get it, and you know, I know people will enjoy it, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
And one thing we didn't mention, VS, but I actually tweeted out while the song was playing here on our radio side, is that there's a video for it as well. How much fun was it for you to shoot the video for the song?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, actually. You know, we went down to Houston, and a director there who has worked with some really great musicians himself, he loved the song, and me and him, you know, had a great idea about making him look more theatrical, the camera having more of a 360 spin to it, have just more movement with the camera. And, you know, for me, it was just a blast. It was my first video ever, of course, and I wanted it to be just a fun experience. And going down to Houston for the first time, it was a great city to shoot, you know, and going to Rice University and a bunch of other great sites. And, you know, one thing about Stereotype that's funny, Cyrus, is when I was there, a lot of people came up to me and started talking Spanish because they thought I was Spanish. So, I mean, it was just, you know, it's funny how it works, right? They thought I was they thought I was a Spanish singer or something. And I was like, no, you know, it's just the symbolism. It's just the symbolism of everything, right? Like it's universal, right? It's all in one, I guess, Stereotype. So, but the video was fun and yeah, check it out on YouTube and like it and do all that, everyone out there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I shared it on our page, so we ask our friends, make sure you guys definitely retweet it and share it. But as he said, the single is available all over the place. Our partner here is Amazon.com, so you guys can definitely get it there. But it is available on all the other online retailers as well, including iTunes and Google Play. So make sure you guys do take advantage of that. Congratulations again to UBS, and thank you again for working with us on this. I really appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
Look, the pressure's definitely on mine. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. Thank you so much again for having me. And God bless your family again. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You really give artists like me a chance. So thank you so much, man.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, man. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our listeners both on the radio side of our show as well as online as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/ @CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. VS is also on Twitter, I should mention. You can find him there @VSArtist. And we did tag him on our Twitter page, so you can actually find him easily there as well. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.